T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Get a dollar out of me. No Cadillac, no perms you can't see. Then I'm a B-I-M-B. I don't know what you heard about me. But a can't get a dollar out of me.
I'm going to head to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. I don't know what you've heard about him, but we will hear it from the horse's mouth.
You didn't get a dollar out of him because he's a P-I-M-P. That's what I heard about Tom.
Tom DeAngelo used to be the Heat beat writer for the Palm Beach Post. And the Palm Beach Post announced recently, like this week, that they're no longer going to have a beat writer. And I had said when that announcement first came out, I think they might have a news sharing agreement with the Miami Herald. I'm not exactly certain. I know Tom DeAngelo had tweeted that he's going to be covering some Miami Hurricane stuff along with Anthony Chang. So maybe he can shed a little light for us before we talk NBA and Kawhi and the East and whatnot. So what's the situation with the Post and Heat beat coverage?
Can I start with this first, Channing? I'm glad everything's okay. My condolences to your vehicle.
Yeah, but, destroyed my truck, Tom.
I do want to say this. Your timing is impeccable. Out of all the weeks, you know right now people in the U.K. don't really like us after last week, and you had to go get in an accident with someone from the U.K.?
Yeah, it's a good point. It's a good point.
Now
yeah.
I'm going to say I hit him on purpose. Take that, sir.
You did it for the red, white, and blue.
And that wasn't the most disturbing news of the afternoon. The most disturbing news of the afternoon was Hawkman wondering if
Bachelor.
The people would know how to spell bachelor.
Oh, Tom, you've got to know. You've got to know, being in the newspaper business, that the emails and texts that people receive, as I'm sure you do, I would say half our audience does not know how to spell bachelor.
B-A-T-C-H-E-L-O-R.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Anyway. Well, yeah, this has happened before, and this is happening all over the country, and this, unfortunately, in the business we're both in, actually, and not just newspapers, but the entire media.
Especially AM radio.
So
what?
That, the Post is going to just be covering, we were covering three beats. We through the years, we've already cut covering the Marlins, we've already cut covering Florida State and Florida. We outsourced that coverage and the Panthers. And so now they're going to do the same with the Miami Heat. And, yes, we do run a lot of Miami Herald stories for the Marlins, for the Panthers, for the we already have started this week for the Heat. And along with Associated Press, Tim Reynolds does a great job covering the Heat for Associated Press. So that will be a majority. I'll be going down there, I suspect, some. We said we're not, completely shutting ourselves down, but we won't be there nearly. Not close to what we were as a regular beat, and it's a company. All they can say, it's a company decision. So we have a new owner.
Yeah, who's the Palm Beach Post owned by?
Gatehouse Media. They own over 200 newspapers. They own like 11 or 12 in Florida, including Jacksonville, Gainesville, Daytona Beach, Sarasota, Lakeland. We are a media. Yeah, we are one of the top in the company. Nothing like, Washington, Boston, Chicago, but Columbus, Ohio, Austin, Texas. They bought Austin, Texas about the same time they bought us, both from Cox. Providence, Rhode Island. The biggest papers are Austin, us, Jacksonville, Providence, and Columbus. So the one thing the reason why they're interested in keeping the UM beat is having papers now in Austin and also having one in Columbus, they see and they understand the passion for college football, and especially in this area. And it was. I mean, Matt Porter did a great job growing that beat. He left our paper months ago to go to Boston, cover the Boston Bruins for the Boston Globe. So he did a great job growing that. They see the passion for college football, and Anthony will do a great job. Anthony is one of the most talented young writers. He's half my age, and he's just, he's not even 30 yet, and he is really, really good. He does a great job, and he understands the social media aspect of it, as well as anybody with the video stuff and the, you know, the blogging that we do and all that. So he'll do a great job, and I'll do a lot of different things. It'll be kind of exciting, you know, getting into getting back into college football, doing some UM stuff, and getting back. I've been on and off doing Dolphins. I've basically covered every beat in this paper at one time or another over 37 years. So, you know, so doing more Dolphins stuff, and then in the winter and spring, one big reason for this is we didn't really have an anchor reporter in Palm Beach for things like the Honda Classic, for things like spring training. So I'll be doing a lot of that spring training, not so much Marlins, but just stories. Because we have four teams in Palm Beach County now
right.
that train up here, other than the Nationals and the Astros coming in the last 2 years. So
you're not going anywhere. Tom DeAngelo is not going anywhere from the
right
Palm
now,
Beach
I'm
Post.
Not going anywhere.
All right.
I'm not going anywhere.
And
I'm a 60-year-old guy in a business that's not exactly thriving. So there's not many jobs out there for me.
Hey, I'm a 48-year-old man working in AM radio and recently got involved in investing in harness racing. So, listen, I'm not exactly on the forefront of the newest technology. I'm grasping onto the old, Tom.
You couldn't invest in Blockbuster or something? You know?
But I do think it's, and we talked about it when we saw the news, it's a little bit representative of what's going on in this market sports-wise that the mm-hmm. Palm Beach Post would feel it okay to get rid of beat coverage for the Miami Heat and keep it, though, with the Dolphins and the Hurricanes. I think it's a little bit of a sign of what the Miami Heat has become in South Florida as well.
Well, and it's not, you know, if the Miami Heat were the Golden State Warriors right now, yeah, we'd be covering them.
Right.
We weren't covering them when the Big Three was formed, and we went back to covering them. So it's interesting. And I know that baseball is hard to get people to read stories down here. We made that decision many years ago that, you know, it's a lot of money to cover that beat, number one. With the travel, and it's just not, you know, there's just not the audience to justify that if you're in Palm Beach County, and apparently now if you're even in Broward County with the Sun Sentinel doing the same, they have they don't travel with them on a regular basis or hardly at all any longer either. So it's just the times, and newspapers are unfortunately circulation is not going up.
Yeah, no, it's just the way that our media has evolved. Tom DeAngelo is with us from the Palm Beach Post. Before we brought you on, we started to have a debate here. If you were picking a team right now, you were trying to field the best team that you could on an NBA court, would you pick mm-hmm. Steph Curry or Kawhi Leonard before one another? Obviously, you might pick KD and you might pick LeBron or whatever, but who would you pick first to create a great team, Steph Curry or Kawhi Leonard?
2 years ago, no doubt I'd take Kawhi Leonard. But I'm just not sure now. For different reasons. One is the injury. What was this year all about? This year is bizarre with what went on with him, and especially with an organization like the Spurs. Was it just him? Just something happened where he just wanted out bad enough and he just didn't want to come back and play for them? Or did this injury force him to miss the entire year? If so, obviously it was very serious. And then I just don't like the way he went about it. I mean, Kawhi's got to really win back that reputation. He was certainly not a team guy. He didn't want to go sit in the bench for them in the playoffs. That's troubling. And Steph's just right now, if he's got to ask me today, and I was going into this season starting in 2 months, I would say Steph Curry and Kawhi, you got to kind of win back that trust for me.
And Tom, what was Toronto thinking? Like, what's their approach? You get rid of DeRozan and a first round pick for Kawhi as a rental and Danny Green. Like, what are they thinking there? It seems crazy.
Yeah, I think their approach, Channing, was if Toronto had beat Cleveland, beat Boston, was in the finals, even if they didn't win the championship, they wouldn't have done this. I think that was number one, more desperation to just, we got to do something. We got to do something because it wasn't working the way it was. And I know Cleveland left, but to me, I still think Boston's head and shoulders above everybody, even with a Toronto team with Kawhi and Lowry. And to me, Lowry, to me, is and he's an aging point guard. But look at it. I don't have to go through what Boston's lineup's going to look like. They're still, to me, the team that they're chasing now, Boston. If they would been chasing Cleveland the last 2 years, if all of a sudden they're chasing Boston. So I think they just felt they had to do something, and here's a chance to get a player, you know, one of the top, when healthy physically, mentally, whenever he's in, when he's engaged, yes, he's one of the top five players in the game. And if they can get that guy, and I think, too, the interesting thing is, I think the Paul George situation may have, you know, may have eased the fear and a couple in a few teams thinking we have a chance. And worst case, and I always thought this, if the Heat ever went after Kawhi and they lost him, hey, the worst case is you get that money and you have a really strong free agency class next year. Now, I think it's a lot easier for the Heat to attract free agents than Toronto for all different reasons. And Toronto's one of the, probably the, one of the top three cities in the NBA, but for other reasons, obviously. And I don't know if they're confident they can attract major free agents, but at the worst, they lose them, and so they've got that money back. They've gotten DeRozan's money off the cap, and they have some money to play with to, you know, to kind of rebuild that team. So it's no question. It's a gamble, and it's a, you know, they had to sit down and say, what's the worst thing come out of it? The worst thing come out of it is they have a lot more money to spend next summer when you have a really strong and deep free agent class.
And Kawhi came out on social media, and maybe an understatement would be he's not that happy about the trade. Yeah. But I feel I can understand him feeling powerless, Tom, but him saying he'll sit out. Like, tell me what really happens at his $23 million salary if Kawhi Leonard says, I'm not playing in a Raptors jersey.
Yeah, that salary goes to charity somewhere. It's not going to him, and he's not. Woo. There's no chance. With that money in the line, he's not sitting out. And that's today. I mean, emotional reactions. You know, it's like you're saying, you know, don't, something happens, you know, don't go right to Twitter and cool down a little bit. And he probably should have. And he probably is. Maybe by now he's thinking, man, maybe I should have said that. They have a year. They have 11 months to convince him. And they probably saw that and said, okay, you know, he's going to come in here and he'll see what we're all about. They all have confidence that they're, every team has confidence that they can, you know, convince somebody to stay. And I'm sure the Raptors do. And they'll move on from that. And I'm sure Kawhi moved on from that. He's not giving up that money.
Tom DeAngelo, he writes for the Palm Beach Post. I guess we'll talk to you during heat season and college football season.
Football, yes.
Yeah, anything you want. But following the Larry Fedora drama today, which is unbelievable. In fact, I don't know with everything that's gone on there, but you got to take a look, especially you, Channing, and take a look at his comments about football.
I played with Larry Fedora at Florida. He was the OC when I was at Florida.
Yeah. You see what he said today?
No.
Didn't he say something like, that we're headed toward a crumble of our society?
The downfall of this country, and the crumbling of the society, that this country would crumble and it would completely, you know, the whole downfall could be connected if we don't have football. You know, the loss of football could contribute to the downfall and the crumbling of our society.
We just talked about Kawhi, Tom. Larry's one of those guys that don't need to be emotional when he speaks. He needs to calm down. Yeah. He was the guy that bit his lip and ran up on players and chest bumped him and stuff. I think he gets a little emotionally unstable at times.
Well, there's already been one walk back. I think he's already, I haven't seen what he said, but they said he's already come back one time to kind of clarify a little bit what he said. He also said CTE. There's no connection between CTE and football. So it was really sad. The tweets were coming in rapid pace. It was like, I think they're all calling it like one of the most bizarre days and one of the during these media
man's,
days.
Man's passionate about football.
I'm curious to see what tomorrow's walk back is. So, college football is great. There's so much to, as you guys know, once football season gets here, there's so much to do and talk and write about it. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, us too. Tom DeAngelo from the Palm Beach Post. Thank you, Tom.
My pleasure, guys. Continue to give me a buzz. I'll be glad to help you out.
We'll have you out. You're our utility man. You're our who's the greatest utility man in MLB history?
Lenny Harris.
Lenny Harris. That's who I was thinking.
Lenny Harris.
Lenny Harris.
Five. No. Lenny Harris was an all-time hits leader, right?
Yeah, he's the best utility man in Valero. Off the top of your head, not a baseball fan,
you knew
Lenny Harris was the best utility man in all of baseball history.
He played for the Marlins. Didn't
he did. He had a season or two with the Marlins.
The World Series.
He was also a coach. He was a coach at one point.
All right, look at that. All right, thank you, Tom.
Thanks, guys. Yeah.
Tom DeAngelo. I'm blown away, Flair. That's exactly who I was trying to think of, and I couldn't think of his name.
You have all that music info in your head. I have all this sports knowledge in
my head. Wow, utility. Like the best utility player in MLB history. And Flair knew it like that, because there is no debate. It's Lenny Harris.
Oh, what about Oil Can Boyd?
Oil Can Boyd, a strong number two.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.